Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council member Joe Chrisman. And, you know, it's time for a Price City update. And with hopefully the weather getting better, there's a lot of outdoor things that are going to start happening that the city's going to take care of. We're going to talk about potholes. We're going to talk about sewer cleanings. We're going to talk a pedestrian bridge that needs some love that they're going to start working on. Spring cleanup, flooding issues, if you've had them, what you can do to kind of mitigate those. And then we'll talk about a couple of things from the council meeting. One is annexation and, of course, the utility rates increase that's going on. So, Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Dave. Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Let's dive right in. We got a lot to talk about. With the weather changing, that's what you said. Hopefully the weather changing, right? You guys are going to start working on getting some potholes filled. You've done a few, I believe, but you're going to start going after them now.
That's correct. Actually, if everybody's noticed, the weather has changed, and it's changed again today and probably will tomorrow. But recently, our city crews have been out filling some potholes, which there seems to be and probably even an increasing number because of the severe winter we've had with the different temperature changes. The potholes seem to be growing. But one of the things that I've noticed is there was a pothole on my street that was recently filled, and then we had some more snow, and then some of the hot mix was actually come out of there. So, and that seems to be a statewide problem. I heard on the news the other night that they're out filling potholes all over the place, and so it's just increasing the workload and the number of potholes. But the crews are out there when the weather's good, and there seems like they're always finding a pothole to fill.
And the one thing I've always heard, and believe it or not, if you have one on your street, if you see one, if you drive past one all the time, they'd like to know about it. Give them a call and tell them where it's at, because they can't be everywhere, right? That's what I always hear that from, like, Miles at Public Works and everything.
Absolutely. You can call down to the domes, or just call the price number 637-5010, and they can get you to the right spot and mention that pothole.
So get those and get them in. If you see them, give them a call, let them know, and just know that they're working on it and they're going to make their way around. Another one that's coming up is the big, do you guys do this every spring as far as cleaning out the sewers and that kind of thing, or how often do you do that?
I think they do it regularly. They schedule different parts of town during different times of the month. But the period of time between April 10th and May 19th, you might see a notice hanging on your door. It's called a sewer cleaning notice, and it's just the routine cleaning. But if you definitely have some questions or issues or experience any problems, we would encourage you to call that 637-5010, and they can address your concern.
All right, so that one's out there. And then you wanted to take a moment and talk about the pedestrian bridge. Now, this is up by USU Eastern.
Yeah, it's right at the top of 4th North and 3rd East, right where the canal is. That bridge, if you haven't ever had the opportunity to walk on it, it's just been there since for a number of years. And as part of the upgrade of the canal system, there was some funding available to replace this bridge that's just antiquated and just wore out. And I drove by the other day, and the crews were out working on that area. So it definitely would look better than this old rusty bridge.
So they'll get up there and get some work done on that. Then another one that we wanted to talk about is spring cleanup. Now, the past few years, Price City hasn't done like a citywide spring cleanup. And this year is no different, but there are things that are going to go on in our area that will help mitigate those things, and you as a citizen can take advantage of, right?
Yes, for a lot of years, Price City used to, you could take your debris out to the street and the city could collect it. But just over the years, that just became just too cumbersome to do. It was a lot of work hours, basically became expensive to the city to provide that service. So we stopped doing it. But the county has waived the landfill fee for individuals from that starts April 22nd to May 6th. So and the city will focus on cleaning up city property during this time period.
So if you want to wait until, you know, the 22nd of April and get started going on that, then know that the for individuals, the landfill will be free of charge. The other thing we need to talk about just momentarily is, you know, we know that we had a really good winter. And the problem with a really good winter could be some serious spring runoff. And the best thing to do, if you know that you've had issues in the past at your home with flooding, get out ahead of it, right?
Correct. Just some of the things I've been looking at and listening to was some of the advice on care of your home for flooding. The emergency manager for Salt Lake County just basically had two simple things. Look, if you're in a low level where area where the floodwaters might come, walk around your house and look for places where it could get in, and worry about that. And then he also offered some safety issues, like we might want to see this raging water coming down the Price River, but if we go look at it, try to stay at least 15 feet away for that. And then so along with the protection of the flooding, there's sandbags available at the Price City Domes. You can pick them up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I don't know how many sandbags you think you might need, but take a little survey around your house, and if you think you need some, they're available there.
They're available there. I know the county has some as well out at the fairgrounds. So, you know, just take advantage. Get ahead of the problem, though. If you know you've had them in the past, the best thing you can do is get ahead of it before it happens. Don't wait when it's happening. Don't wait. You know, while it's happening is not a good time. By then, you're too late. So if you get the opportunity, get it taken care of ahead of time. Now, just a couple of council meeting notes. One was on annexation, and you don't want people to get excited because you're not annexing anything, but just kind of explain what transpired with that.
That's correct. Recently, there was some changes in the land use code where allowed for the provision for if a municipality had a island in within their boundaries, if they wanted to annex that provision was allowed. But before it could be annexed, you had to have a annexation policy in place, which Price City did. So what happened recently was that policy was updated. Just a few things were tweaked, added, subtracted, and we have a policy in place that if somebody wanted to propose an annexation, that policy is there as a guideline to facilitate that. But currently there's no contiguous boundary to Price City that Price City is looking to annex.
Okay, so there is that part. And then one that, you know, nobody likes to pay more for anything. But on April 1st, you guys, Price City had to raise your utility rates. And this is not necessarily because Price City wanted to.
That's also correct. The cost of what Price City purchases power for just went up dramatically, and we just couldn't absorb that cost and be able to provide the services, especially even within the electric distribution system, but other municipal services. So the rate went up effective April 1st. And then just as a note, those rates haven't went up for the past 4 years at least, and hopefully we can just maintain the level without any future increases.
All right, so there you have it. That's what's going on in Price City. You know, we can mention a couple of fun things before we get out of here. We've got, of course, we talked about it really briefly, Culture Connection coming up in June, and then, of course, the end of this month, the Renaissance Festival, so lots of fun things going on in Price City as well. Joe, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.